Former governor, now U.S. Republican candidate for president Mitt Romney, is going to lead a public rally in Hobbs before a private fundraising luncheon on Thursday. The rally, which will be held at Watson Truck and Supply beginning at 10:30 tomorrow morning, is billed as an energy event. According to U.S. Representative Steve Pierce of New Mexico, Romney is reportedly going to reveal a new energy policy during that event.
I have not gotten to see that, but I suspect that it's going to be that we have to use the existing forms of energy, oil and gas and coal. They need to be clean. We need to protect the environment. But we also need to be investing in the alternative energies. We've just made a visit across from the other side of the state to the algae plant in Columbus, New Mexico. Just fascinating things that are coming up that will free us from our dependence on foreign oil. But in the meantime, we have to run our economy on the oil and gas, the coal, and the nuclear that we have right now.
Pierce believes that New Mexico, particularly southeast New Mexico, is seeing the likes of former President George W. Bush, current President Barack Obama, and now U.S. presidential candidate Mitt Romney in public events because of the importance of New Mexico. It's 5 electoral votes, which Pierce believes may decide this year's presidential election in November, and the importance of energy to the country and the role that energy plays in southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Again, the event Thursday will begin at 10:30. It is open to the public. However, those who attend will go through airport-like security and should take as few personal items as possible. Cameras will be permitted. The doors will open at 8:30 a.m. at Watson Truck and Supply, 1501 North Grimes in Hobbs. Those who plan to attend the rally also are being asked to RSVP through Romney's website at www.mittromney.com. Romney held a fundraiser event in Midland on Tuesday, but there was no public rally held there. Former U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is also expected to be an honored guest at the fundraiser and possibly the public rally, as well as a fundraising event Thursday evening for Steve Pierce. Also today, the City of Hobbs Planning Board has a work session that's been scheduled for 4 o'clock this afternoon at City Hall, and this board is chaired by Trace Hicks. They're going to review subdivision regulations and engineering standards and look at the street design issues regarding cul-de-sac and turnaround areas, other street design issues, review and discuss industrial and commercial subdivisions and infrastructure standards, and anyone can attend that Hobbs Planning Board work session at 4 this afternoon at City Hall. A quick note, too, in case you're wanting to check the highway and road conditions for New Mexico and Texas, you can call for New Mexico Roads 1-800-432-4269. That number had some difficulties yesterday, but it should be up and running today. And in Texas, the road hotline 1-800-452-9292. I'm Dawn Morgan for KZOR, Kix 103 and KPZA News. Hobbs police are searching for a city jail inmate who walked away from a work program Sunday morning shortly before noon. A detention center officer was supervising three inmates who were performing community service at the Animal Adoption Center on North Grimes. That's according to HPD officer Mike Stone.
About 3 or 4 days a week, our jail personnel take a group of inmates over to the Hobbs Adoption Center on Grimes. And they clean out the cages and help out around there and that type of thing.
Stone says 26-year-old Ismael Rodriguez has performed this type of work detail several times in the past decade without incident.
He's not violent or anything, or he wouldn't be in a petty misdemeanor work community service detail. And that's one reason that we didn't alert the public immediately. We've had several phone calls. We've been following up. We've been actively looking for him for 2 days now. So at this point, we're just asking the public for help.
Stone says Rodriguez was serving a 30-day sentence for driving on suspended or revoked license, a petty misdemeanor, but now he's in much bigger trouble. He's facing an additional charge for escape from jail, a fourth-degree felony, punishable of up to 18 months in prison and a $5,000 fine. Rodriguez is Hispanic, 5'6" tall, 220 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes. If you can help police with this case, contact 393-COPS, or you can call Crime Stoppers at 393-8005, or send an anonymous text to TIP411, placing 575-HPD in the narrative. Stone also said Hobbs police want the public to know that every city jail inmate admitted to the work or community service program is thoroughly screened, including their criminal background. Again, police do not consider Rodriguez to be a danger to the public. Lovington outdoorsman Jimmy Worrell will give a PowerPoint presentation of his recent Appalachian Trail hike at the Lee Theater starting at 7 tonight. All proceeds from the program will be donated to the Lee County Museum and will go to the museum's building and expansion fund. The cost will be $10 per person and will be tax deductible. Museum Director Jim Harris says the museum's board wants to acquire the historic Lister Building located next to the museum, which is southeast of the courthouse.
If we get it, we would like to use the downstairs for a larger meeting room, but more importantly, perhaps, will be the increased space, exhibit space that we'll have. The building is 140 feet long and 50 feet wide.
Harris has presented a proposal to acquire the Lister Building to the Lovington City Commission, which is considering ways to fund the purchase. In the meantime, the museum is raising money for the effort through events such as tonight's presentation. The program will include music, Worrell will narrate his story, and there will be time for questions and answers. The public is invited to Lee Regional Hospital's Breast Health Expo. It's tonight, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Lee County Events Center. Christina C., Director of Radiology for Lee Regional, talks about why the event's being held.
It is, you know, to help you learn about your options in case you're diagnosed with breast cancer, as well as to educate you on breast health.
The Breast Health Expo is free. There will be speakers, educational booths, free hors d'oeuvres, door prizes, booths, gifts, and massages. And again, that's from 6:30 till 8:30 tonight at the Event Center in Hobbs. I'm Dawn Morgan for KZOR, Kix 103 and KPZA News.